Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Let's open the scriptures to the book of Luke, chapter 2, where the narrative of the first Christmas unfolds.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
In these simple words, we are transported to a time of great anticipation, yet filled with everyday struggles. Mary and Joseph, a young couple expecting their first child, find themselves on a journey to Bethlehem not by choice, but by decree. Yet, unbeknownst to many, this journey was part of a divine plan, a fulfillment of ancient prophecies.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule over Israel, whose goings out are from of old, from everlasting.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
Yes, Mary and Joseph were both of the line and lineage of David, the famed king of Israel. But they were both humble, ordinary people. Mary was a young girl, a virgin. And Joseph.
I am a carpenter, and I build with careful hands. I do my best to take each block of wood and carve it into something strong and sturdy, something useful, something beautiful for the world.
And then something remarkable happened.
In Nazareth's quiet town, where shadows softly lay, a maiden pure and meek, beneath the olive spray, with gentle hands at prayer, and heart of dove-like white, knelt Mary, bathed in peace on that December light. Then, wings as bright as dawn, through sunlit air descended, a voice like silver bells, a word divinely blended.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the angel Gabriel spake.
The Lord is with thee, child, awake, awake, awake.
A tremor shook her soul, with awe her eyes grew wide.
Fear not, O blessed one, for thou hast found favor, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, the holy light, that earth and heaven shall share.
Not a wise man, not a king. And yet the angel told me in a dream, the Virgin Mary soon will bear a son called Jesus. Take her hand, I'll take her hand.
Behold,
and shall we call Emmanuel, King of Kings, the Holy Child is born. I'll lead my family through Israel. We'll build a home, help him grow.
Imagine the streets of Bethlehem, bustling with travelers. Amidst the chaos, an air of expectancy lingers. For in this small town, a prophecy whispered through the ages is about to come to life. The wind whispered through the olive trees, carrying the distant murmurs of Christmas Eve revelry. In the bustling stables behind the Bethlehemin, Elias, his beard dusted with hay, counted coins by the flickering lamplight.
Another full house, Rivka. Looks like we'll barely sleep a wink until dawn.
Sleep? That's a luxury for kings, not innkeepers. But at least the pockets are fat tonight. Speaking of fat, who ordered the extra sausage for breakfast?
Must be those Roman soldiers. Gluttonous lot, the whole troop.
Speaking of hungry mouths, who's that knocking? Sounds like they just crossed the desert.
More guests! We haven't an inch to spare, woman. Let them seek shelter elsewhere.
Please, good sir, we've traveled far and haven't found a room anywhere. My time is near, and we need a safe place to rest.
We wouldn't be a bother. Just a corner, anything. We'd pay more than the usual rate.
More coin won't conjure another room out of thin air. This isn't a charity. It's an inn. And Bethlehem's overflowing with pilgrims tonight.
Come, child. Don't listen to this old grump. Let me see to you. Not the most glamorous, but it's warm and sheltered. There's clean straw and some blankets I can spare.
You're an angel, kind woman. We'll be forever grateful.
Don't mention it. Just rest. And if the baby comes before the sunrise, holla. I've delivered enough lambs to know a thing or two about new arrivals.
Don't be afraid. Everything will be all right.
I'm not afraid, Joseph. Just tired and curious. What kind of world will this child greet?
A world blessed by your love, and that's all that matters.
As Mary and Joseph seek shelter, we find no grand stage set for the birth of a king. Instead, there's a stable, a place of humility and simplicity. It is here, in the most unassuming of places, that the Savior of the world is born. In the hushed darkness of the stable, amidst the rustling straw and soft moos of the cattle, a miracle unfolded. A cry, faint at first, then clear and strong, filled the air. A new life, fragile and perfect, cradled in a manger, in the innkeeper's humble stable.
Now
Well, look at you, Ilias. A grandfather by stable light.
Not just any babe, Rivka. This one. This one might just change the world.
He already has. He changed the innkeeper's heart, didn't he?
He did indeed. He did indeed.
And so, in the humble stable behind the Bethlehem Inn, Christmas was born. Not just a baby, but a promise whispered in the hay, a light kindled in the darkness, a reminder that even in the most crowded hearts, there is always room for a miracle. Think of Mary and Joseph, a young couple entrusted with the greatest gift. Their faith and obedience, amidst uncertainty, serve as a beacon for us. They remind us that true faith often involves trusting in God's plan, even when the path seems unclear. Shepherds, tending their flocks by night, were the first to hear the good news. Consider their amazement as angels declared to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
This message of joy was not just for the shepherds or for Israel, but for all humanity, an inclusive invitation to partake in the joy of God's salvation.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
The shepherds' response to the angelic announcement of Christ's birth offers profound lessons for our spiritual journey. Humble and unassuming, the shepherds represent the openness of heart that we are all called to embrace. When the angels appeared, these ordinary men were enveloped in divine glory, yet their initial fear was quickly replaced by awe and a willingness to believe in the extraordinary. This teaches us the virtue of receptivity to God's surprises in our lives. The shepherds didn't question the credibility of the message or their worthiness to receive it. Instead, they accepted it with faith and acted upon it immediately. Their swift decision to journey to Bethlehem reflects the urgency and eagerness with which we should pursue spiritual truths and encounters with God. Moreover, their journey was not just physical, but symbolic of a spiritual seeking, a testament to the transformative power of faith. Once they witnessed the Christ child, they became messengers themselves, sharing the good news. This reminds us that our encounters with the divine are not just for personal edification, but are to be shared with others, spreading the joy and hope of the gospel. The shepherds teach us to live with a heart open to God's wonders, to respond with swift obedience to His call, and to joyfully share the great news of His love with the world. In the stillness of that holy night, we find the promise of peace, peace that transcends understanding, peace that Christ brings into our lives. As we celebrate His birth, let us open our hearts to receive this peace, allowing it to heal, to renew, and to transform us.
and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it be
Christmas is a time of giving and receiving, yet the greatest gift was given to us on that first Christmas. Jesus, the Son of God, came to us not in power, but in vulnerability, not as a ruler, but as a servant. He came to bring light to our darkness, hope to our despair, and love to our brokenness.
The tinsel twinkles, the carols chime, mistletoe hangs with playful promise. But amidst the festive haze, do you know the Christ in Christmas? Is he just a baby in a manger, a sweet nativity scene on a mantelpiece? The baby whose birth was proclaimed by angels, who was celebrated by shepherds, and who was visited by wise men from the east, grew up and became a man. He challenged the hypocrisy of the day. He proclaimed good news to the poor, brought sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who were oppressed. He's the gentle breeze through olive branches, whispering peace. He's the earthquake splitting rocks, demanding justice. He's the whispered prayer in the wilderness, seeking solace. He's the defiant shout on Calvary, offering forgiveness. This Christmas, don't let the sugar plums and baubles drown out the symphony of his presence. Let the Christ of love, of defiance, of compassion, of grace, touch your soul. Let the Christ in Christmas become the Christ of your every season. Open your heart. Let him in. This Christmas, truly know the Christ whose birth we are celebrating.
As we gather with loved ones, exchange gifts, and enjoy the festive cheer, let's also remember to extend Christ's love to those around us. May we be bearers of hope, agents of peace, and messengers of joy in a world that so deeply needs the message of Christmas. As we reflect on the manger, the star, and the simple yet profound beginnings of our Savior, let us embrace the fullness of what Christmas represents, a celebration of divine love, the dawn of redemption, and the birth of endless possibilities in Christ. May your Christmas be blessed with the joy and peace of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to each one of you, and may the spirit of this holy season dwell richly in your hearts.
Of our dear Savior's birth. when Christ was born.
Thank you for joining us today for our extended 1010 Thrive Christmas special for 2023. Earlier in December, we launched a special mini-series on Christmas perspectives. Christmas may be over tomorrow, but our series will continue for a little longer. Learn more about the wise men from the East, about Herod, about Anna, and Simeon. You can find us each weekday for 10 minutes per day, sharing insights that help you to not just live, but live life to the fullest.